band, The Conspiracy of the Insignificant. And thrift store find time, boys and girls. That's right, PQ River here, and yep, checking out the thrift store. What would I find in the magazine section? Five for a dollar, five issues of The Family Circle from 1941. In pretty good shape. They don't have I guess they never had glossy covers at this point. It's kind of a colored, shiny newsprint, like the magazine section of a newspaper. And let's see, I got the earliest one is February 7th, 1941, October 24th, November 7th, November 5th, and December 26th, 1941, which I guess, yeah, that's, might even have some mention of the war here. Let's look at that one, just because, inside, well, the front cover. Let's look at this. It's black and white photos. You got Errol Flynn with Olivia de Havilland, shot from the film reviewed inside They Died with Their Boots On. And a photo of Maude Adams, famous old-time actress even then. What can you do? You got an ad for Airway Coffee, the aristocrat of thrifty coffees. If it cost twice as much, I'd still insist on Airway's mellow, mild flavor. Yes, and it has it's a big head of a woman in the logo and the bag and a little cartoony thing that tells you why this grand coffee costs so little. Let's see. By rushing Airway direct to me in the bean, it guarantees freshness. Okay, it's ground in the store. That's the exciting part. Fresh ground in your face. That's right. A concept that still excites everyone considerably. And you've got an article. I guess these are supposed to be funny. Letters from Joan. Oh, yeah, recipes on, you can make a steamed chocolate pudding, just what I need. And The Real Dope, R-E-E-L, is their movie review, and there's reviews of They Died with Their Boots On. Authentic as dramatic entertainment, if not as history. Abbott and Costello's Keep 'Em Flying. I guess, yeah, I think it's a flat review. Playmates with John Barrymore gets an okay for light entertainment nod. Oh, premium saltines. They used to be a big deal. I guess they still make them. There's an ad for those. Playing up the extra fresh, flaky, flavorful. Baked by Nabisco. Oh yeah, Nabisco was a big deal, and I remember all their advertising when I was a little tyke. Let's see, there's an article. These aren't a very thick magazine. I'm already like at the back, like at page 14. There's only 16 pages to the thing. What looks like a very frightening ad here on the bottom corner of page 14 that we have to look closely at. If you suffer monthly female pain, which makes you weak, cranky, nervous, blue, try taking famous Lydia K. Pinkham's vegetable compound at once, especially for women. That helps headache, backache, cramps, weakness, nervousness due to functional monthly disturbances. Taken regularly, Lydia Pinkham's compound helps build up resistance against such tired, cranky feelings. Follow label directions. And it has like a little tiny thumbnail photo of a woman holding her forehead. And another coffee ad, yes, and another thrift coffee, the Nob Hill brand. Of course, everybody on Nob Hill is very thrifty. And the back cover is like a sort of, I guess, Ripley's Believe It or Not knockoff called Food for Thought. and it's the special Christmas edition by Robert Pilgrim, and it has such fascinating facts as Turkey frowns on Axis moves. Holiday headline seen in a Danville, Virginia paper. That's just very clever. Christmas trees are hung from the ceiling in Switzerland, and candy apples and nuts are hung on them instead of ornaments. Mrs. E. Santier of Dallas, Texas, sandpapers her turkey before putting it in the oven and finds that it gives a smoother and cleaner appearance. On New Year's Eve in the Scottish Highlands, people celebrate Hogmanay Nicht by giving a present of red herring to each home visited to bring luck in the coming year. Bet you didn't know that. We got four more issues of this. Let's see, one of them has Dumbo. I bet you I stick those things up on eBay. Or maybe we'll have a contest here on the show, and one of you crazy nostalgia nuts ad for Libby's corned beef hash, holiday recipes, Rancho California soups, which you basically buy these. The top headline says, How to Keep a Man Happy All the Time. Imagine contentment out of a can, but that's the way our most successful evenings start, with a can of Rancho soup. Vegetable, mushroom, chicken noodle, pea, asparagus, or tomato. What an impression good substantial food makes on company too, even on John's boss. It was just amazing what they could make housewives believe with a few lines of fairly well-written copy. The macaroni supreme recipe. Oh yeah, lots of shortening. 4 tablespoons of shortening. An oven triumph. Oh my God. Oh man, just the ingredients alone. We're not going to give you the whole Spanish fried egg sandwiches, mocha date mold. Oh, that sounds frightening. A mocha date mold. Can you just imagine Frank doing a product review? Yes, the oven triumph, I promised you the ingredients. I'm not running away. 4 tablespoons shortening, 6 tablespoons flour, 2 tablespoons salt, 2 cups milk, 2 cups cooked macaroni, 2 tablespoons thinly sliced green pepper, 3 tablespoons finely chopped onion, 1.5 cups grated American cheese, 1.5 cups drained canned tomatoes, 3/4 cups fine dry breadcrumbs, and 2 tablespoons of melted butter or margarine. Oh yeah, that sounds like an oven triumph indeed. There's a good fun for the whole family review of Dumbo. There's Bergen and McCarthy and Fibber McGee and Molly in a film called Look Who's Laughing, and that's reviewed. Libby's products, Eat More Cranberries, Edward's Coffee, and Sleepy Hollow Syrup, made from cane and pure maple syrups. Yum, yum.
Title 2, Directions 4, Inward Filthy Lusts. Direction 1, Drink wine or strong drink. It is better for you than beer. Direction 2, Think of tempting filthy objects. Number 3, Eat windy meats. Number 4, Copiously evacuate. And if you do not, you perish by it. Number 5, Eat maggots. Direction 6, Prepare to sodomize for their filthy lusts. Direction 7, Be corrupted with money nor perverted by flattery. Direction 8, Cause that pernicious deliriation in the brain. Direction 9, Produce temptations to lust. Direction 10, Let your apparel be suited to your disease. Direction 11, Don't think what your admired carcass will be when it has lain a few days in the grave. Direction 12, Go back when you see the bait.
Seriously Insignificant has been and always will be brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Lab, the overnight scape underground. This is BQ Rubber. Thanks for listening. Tune in again real soon.
Thank you, F. Lemur. we will rescue you from the subgeniuses.